सर्वधर्मान् परित्यज्य मामेकं शरणं व्रज.
The miseries of material existence and the most hopeless conditions of life is the best possible opportunity to turn to God.
You're listening to Bare Knuckle Bhakti Shorties on the Bhakti Recovery Podcast with Jiva G, coming at you every Monday with a little spiritual sum. Hello. Hi, it's Jiva. It's me. Welcome. Welcome, welcome. You know, today I would love to share my thoughts, reflections, and actually some realizations about having honest relationships and how incredibly important that is. How much work I'm doing in that area right now is incredible. I haven't chosen it. It has chosen me. And I believe that in this process of recovery and the process of purification through the 12 steps and through the practice of bhakti yoga, I believe that, well, I don't believe, I have experienced that things show themselves when they're ready to be looked at in a certain light. And each time situations show ourselves something in a repeated manner, I need to look at that and see what I can get from that. And lately, I've had some confusing relationships, starting with family, going on to friends, and into other areas of my life. And I had to do a lot of searching these last months in defining what a relationship is, the importance of it in my life, and more importantly, and this is something very new to me, and a very beautiful realization is that. Through all of this, the most important thing is it the relationship that I would like to hold space for in my life? And I'm not talking from an arrogant, I can't, you know, like, I won't tolerate this in my life, or I won't tolerate that kind of behavior. I'm not talking from that point. What I'm talking from is this relationship, whether it be friendship, romantic, business, well, not business, I don't really do business, but you know what I mean, more cordial relationships. Is that relationship going to be uplifting me spiritually, emotionally? Is it going to be boggling me? Is it going to be confusing me? And really importantly is, am I twisting myself into pretzels trying to serve the friendship or that relationship? And I don't, sometimes during this process, we have to figure out, and through all of this, I have to figure out where my part is. And this is not the blame and shame, not, oh, well, you've acted like this. You know, I know in the program we have an expression saying if you see more than three assholes in one day, you have to look in the mirror. Now, that's a very harsh statement. And I believe it's a lot more subtle than that. That has its truths. But doing the work and reflection and interaction, and actually, if we're looking at it in a very logical way, does it serve its purpose? Does this friendship serve its purpose? Is it serving that person? Is it serving myself? Is it serving a higher purpose? Or for whatever purpose that friendship is serving, is it serving well? That's the unemotional part. And the emotional part is how we get to that, is how I get through this whole process in order to come up with to give birth. That's how it feels, to actually give birth to the answer. And I've had some situations presenting themselves in my life, and in real deep reflection and in conversation, in quiet moments, in prayer, I am figuring out simply what I want in my life and what I do not want, what I can have space for and what I cannot have space for. Having an understanding and a general empathy for everyone and in their position, and everyone, you know, in my life, I believe, is doing the best that they can with what they have. And sometimes it's just not about if this person's doing wrong and I'm right, or they're right and I'm wrong. I am coming to believe that I am 100% willing to look at my part. I'm 100% willing to be open to receiving feedback of my actions and interactions, how I react. And the question is, do I want to have a friendship where I am the only one doing that? And the answer is no, I do not. I don't want to have relationships where I think it's beneficial, of course, for me always to keep my side of the street clean and for me to always, you know, allow that space for error, to allow that space for mistakes, to allow that space for, okay, that wasn't the greatest thing. But I'm not sure at this point in my life, do I want to allow this space of, yes, it's, these are all of my character defects, and these are the things that I own and I take responsibility for. And having the other person not reciprocal to this as far as their own shit. I have a deep need for brutally honest, higher spiritual and emotional relationships. Having those relationships and going through a process together, this is so important for me. And I don't know if I want to accept any less than that. And it's really eye-opening. And I'm praying, because I am seriously ADHD, and I don't even like to put that label on me, but I'm seriously one of these people who have my attention on 1,000 different things. I'm hoping and praying to be able to sit with this feeling and give it the attention it so deserves. And not just for myself, but just for the spiritual progress of my soul. I don't want to have to come back here and do the same stuff again. I don't need to learn those lessons again. It's enough. And that's one aspect of it. You know, I'm told by a lot of people, people think that I'm like this very confident, not loud, but present, very present and very hard around the edges. While that might be partially true, I don't believe that. I don't believe that that's the whole picture. As a matter of fact, I know it's not the whole picture. And I don't know. This bag of flesh, that is me, this bag of bones and flesh in this material world. Bones, flesh, experiences, conditions, anartas, and all the things that I'm carrying within this sack is on its way in a learning process to free the soul inside. That's why I'm here. That is the main purpose I'm here. And I choose today to be with the people who are on that same path, whether you're on the same exact street to the destination that I'm on or not. I don't mind. But I would like to be around like-minded people. And even within that, this person, XYZ person, Joe Schmo, whoever it is, might not be in the same space that I am at the same time. And choosing the people who will empower me on the path that I'm at, exactly at that point that I'm at, choosing to have those people around me is a very powerful thing to do, because if I have people around me telling me that I'm too much, I'm too hard, I'm too this around the edges, I'm too that in that way, that's going to shrink me. That can very much be something that I don't need to hear at that moment of trying to unfold in a safe relationship. Now, if someone says, I love the soft side of you, and I think, you know, I love the soft side of you, and they can accept that, that part of me is a part of me. Everybody has a part of them. And the only reason why somebody mentions a negative part of you, usually it's because it makes them feel uncomfortable. I know this sounds really complex, and it really is, because I give thought to these kind of things. I don't want to be like, I'm not here saying like, oh, here I am, and that's the way it is, and you got to accept me exactly for who I am, and blah, 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 blah. But yes, I am at the same time, just as I want to accept you exactly for who you are. But this has to be a selected group of people for me should have a certain amount of understanding that we're communicating in that way. It's so amazing what is unfolding in my life. And I'm so happy. I'm even happy for all the negative feedback I get. I've just gotten a very, very harsh letter from somebody. And you know, being trying to like lead something and trying to hold space for a whole bunch of people, there's gonna be trouble. It's always like that. But I realized through this letter, that I can take parts and own it, and that I have to understand that person is not on the same page as I am. Not that I have never been on his page. I don't know if he's ever been on my page, but we're just not in the same chapter at the same time. And the frustrations of that trying to work moving forward can be very trying for the person in recovery. Like I said, my other thing, don't take it personally. I don't take it personally. I just don't take it personally. I did, and I went through the process of really purifying that, and I don't take it personally. And it doesn't mean that I'm a doormat. It just means that I don't take it personally. All right. You know, the thing is that I know that I don't want to make it too short, and I'm kind of now babbling. I think I got my point across. Sometimes I feel a pressure that I have to make the shorties not so short, just a little like a shorty, but not a longy. And now it's getting into the babbling area. So I'm going to end this shorty with love, with understanding, with the invitation of anyone who would like to continue this journey with me in a safe and loving space, even if it means hard words, honest core feelings for the purpose of a higher living. I invite you all and love you all. Haribol to you. Bye. Thanks for listening. I hope you like the Monday Shorties. Don't forget to check out our full-length episodes on Thursdays. If you like what you heard, spread the word. Peace out.
Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja.
The miseries of material existence and the most hopeless conditions of life is the best possible opportunity to turn to God.